All told, then, the Pensacola project included the dam, the main spillway, two auxiliary spillways, a powerhouse, a switchyard, and an observation house. The dam was 150 feet high.
And a mile long.
And a mile long, right.
It was patterned after the Buchanan Dam in Texas, which is kind of unique. You can see the uniqueness. It's not as you would assume any dam would look like, with the bubbles on the back, on the downside of the dam.
Wasn't it known that it's the longest multiple arch dam that was built in the United States?
That's correct, yes. But it was patterned after the Buchanan Dam.
So then the first dirt for the excavation was moved on January 13th, 1938.
And the dam was opened, that is, the spillway was closed on March of 1940. And believe it or not, they had 2 years of drought in Kansas, where there was hardly any rainfall during that whole period, so that they could proceed with clearing the land that the water would cover. Also, it expedited the building of the dam, which was, by the way, on a 24/7 basis. Things went well, and the spring that the dam gate was finally closed, March, became one of the heaviest rainfalls in Kansas and Missouri. And the lake was filled by the following December.
Following a timeline, by the end of November 39, concrete had been poured on 77% of the main dam, all of the main spillways, 27 buttresses and 22 arches. 453,000 cubic yards of concrete had been poured through December of 39, and then the hydraulic turbines, governor's valves, and generators were installed at the powerhouse by January 26th of 1940, and then, as you've said, the final openings in the dam were closed March 21st of 1940.
You know, there's a little byline story on that between Phillips and Holloway.
Governor Phillips that we referred
to. Yes, Red Phillips. Apparently, Ray McNaughton and Phillips had an agreement that Phillips would be notified when the final gate was to be closed. Apparently, W.R. Holloway was concerned that Phillips was going to in some way delay the opening because he was still not happy with the payment that the government had made for the roads and bridges. As a matter of fact, he had sued the government for $800,000 in addition to whatever amount they'd already given. So Holloway was fearful that Phillips would in some way delay it, so he ordered the dam to be closed. When Phillips heard about this, he made the remark that Holloway snuck down and closed the gates without permission, that he had specifically talked to Ray McNaughton about this. Holloway said he had talked to McNaughton, but he hadn't talked to me.
So. Right. And as we've already said, nothing changes.